From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has long drawn a bold line in the sand when it comes to reproductive rights in response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. In the nearly 2 years since, Democratic leaders have moved forward to make California a sanctuary state for those seeking an abortion across the country. It is codified into our state's constitution. And California even has a website, abortion.ca.gov, that offers support and resources regardless if you live in the state. Governor Gavin Newsom and the Legislative Women's Caucus have taken another adversarial step forward in response to Arizona's potential ban on nearly all abortions. Earlier this month, Arizona's state Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Civil War era ruling that bans abortions in nearly all cases. Whether that will actually happen is still in limbo. Arizona lawmakers may repeal the 1864 ban. In the meantime, Governor Newsom says he's getting ahead and preparing for that possibility, announcing that he wants to allow Arizona doctors to provide abortions in California. Cap Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf joins us with how this could work. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Vicky.
So before we get into California's response, we got to dive into what ignited all of this to begin with. Tell us more about the Arizona State Supreme Court's ruling and how this all came to be.
So when Roe v. Wade was overturned, states were given the go-ahead essentially to implement laws that were on the books. And this 1864 near total ban had remained dormant for a long time. It had never been repealed. And it had been blocked from being implemented by a court injunction. So there were laws on when you could get an abortion in Arizona. The 1864 ban was essentially being ignored. In 2022, Arizona's then attorney general persuaded a state judge to lift the injunction blocking that ban. And Planned Parenthood sued, and they've been duking it out for the past 2 years in court. And earlier this month, the Supreme Court, all of those members appointed by Republican governors, voted that the injunction could be lifted and that dormant law could go back into effect.
Currently, what abortions are allowed in Arizona?
So as of right now, you can get an abortion up to 15 weeks and 6 days into your pregnancy. And there are exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for rape or incest. And this ban was enacted in 2022 following the Dobbs decision.
Okay, so currently it can be 15 weeks and 6 days with some exceptions for medical emergencies. But now the state Supreme Court ruled an even stricter abortion ruling. When could that ruling take effect?
That wouldn't take effect until the end of May at the earliest.
It doesn't end there, though, really, because in the weeks that have followed, this was earlier this month, Arizona lawmakers are debating whether to step in. What is being discussed?
Right after this happened, there was a total uproar and calls for the state legislature to repeal the ban. They tried repeatedly, but were blocked by Republicans in the legislature. There was movement last week when both sides of the legislature signaled that they were interested in repealing the ban. And the House actually passed a bill when three Republican lawmakers broke ranks. And that bill could be voted on in the Senate as early as Wednesday of this week, so in 2 days, and very much could pass if some Republicans again decide to break ranks.
So as we wait for a potentially big development in Arizona later this week, we're essentially in this limbo period in that state. So what is the motivation behind Governor Newsom and the Legislative Women's Caucus?
So Newsom and the Legislative Women's Caucus say it's just unacceptable that doctors could face 2 to 5 year stints in prison for just caring for their patients. And that's what this near total ban would do. It would make it so that anyone who provides an abortion would be subject to a 2 to 5 year prison stint. So they want to put their money where their mouth is when it comes to upholding California as an abortion haven and want to encourage Arizona providers and patients to come to the state to get the procedure done.
Okay, well then what are they proposing to actually do?
So they want to allow doctors who are licensed in Arizona to get an expedited license to practice in California, a temporary license, to practice on their patients from their patients slash patients from Arizona. So they wouldn't be practicing on patients from California. And this would be through the end of November.
I mean, that sounds simple and just kind of, if you take it from a surface level, but I would imagine logistically that could be a lift. So how would this actually be possible?
That was also my question. I was at the announcement of this new piece of legislation and I was like, I don't totally know how this is going to work. So I asked, the closest abortion clinics in California to the Arizona border are in El Centro and ones in Indio and Palm Springs. And those are 3.5, 4.5 hour drives from Phoenix. So yeah, I asked, how would this work? And we heard from Dr. Tanya Spiritos. She's the president of the California Medical Association.
The idea being that those physicians who may have advertising, that may have connections, network support in Arizona, would be able to spread the word that they are now practicing out of an existing office in California. And I'm certain that there will be alliances made also with community clinics and with Planned Parenthood.
So it's a little light on the specifics, but, you know, telemedicine and in-clinic procedures would be able to be performed by Arizona doctors on Arizona patients.
You know, and doing a shift like this, I would just imagine there's a dollar sign attached to this. So how would this be funded?
Right. Governor Gavin Newsom spoke with A. Martinez actually last week on NPR about, and A. asked, you know, would this be a burden on California taxpayers? And Newsom said it kind of already is. It's kind of already that California taxpayers are paying for some of these, this extra load that California is taking on from people coming across the border to get an abortion. But there's a lot of movement to get like grassroots funding for this stuff. There's a group called Red Wine and Blue, which is a cohort of suburban women who apparently kind of came up out of nowhere. I'm super interested to do a story about it, but they created an Arizona Freedom Trust that will raise funds to compensate Arizona providers. Newsom said they already have $100,000 committed, and they're hoping to raise more funds for that.
And that fund would essentially help Arizona doctors practice on Arizona patients in California.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. What do Arizona leaders say? The governor, the state legislature, about California's announcement?
So the California lawmakers who put this bill forward say this was actually in response to a call by Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. And they say it's been crafted in conjunction with leaders in Arizona. So we haven't really heard too much publicly in response to this move, but California lawmakers insist that that it's been done in collaboration with them.
And it's important to note that Governor Newsom is speaking on this behalf, but it is a piece of legislation. So you do need state lawmakers and their buy-in. So where does this legislation stand now?
Right, exactly. So it's not going into law right now. It needs to be passed by the legislature and needs 2/3 of the vote. If that happens, which it almost certainly will, it'll be signed by Governor Newsom, and there's an urgency clause, so it would go into effect right away. It's headed to be read in the Assembly Committee on Business and Professions because it deals with doctors, and they meet on Tuesday mornings, tomorrow morning, so we could see some movement there soon.
What happens, Kate, if Arizona lawmakers, because there's another potential big development at the Arizona State Legislature on Wednesday, what if they end up passing a repeal of this Civil War era abortion ban from 1864? So if that happens, would this just be wasted time and energy on California's behalf?
It could be a little bit. I think the Newsom's office is trying to say, you know, this will be an important stopgap no matter what happens, because it could take a while for that law to be repealed. So this could be very important in the case maybe that there's an Arizona doctor that needs to provide an abortion for their patient in the meantime. But they say it'll be a useful tool even if Arizona lawmakers do repeal it. It'll be proof of concept.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf about Governor Newsom and the Legislative Women's Caucus wanting to allow Arizona doctors to provide abortions in California following Arizona's potential ban on nearly all abortions. So there is also an argument by some leaders, even critics of the governor and Democratic leaders, that this time and energy could essentially be better spent on other pressing priorities directly facing California. Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, there was a question asked during the press conference about how there has been local opposition in certain California counties to getting abortion clinics stood up there, for instance, in places like Visalia. And Senator Nancy Skinner, who, you know, is a member of the Legislative Women's Caucus, said that there is legislation in the pipe coming down to ease some of those barriers and to expedite that process. So I think it's very true that California is an abortion haven, but, and I said that in quotes, but I think the realities of actually how much access does exist and how much local opposition can totally block expansion really does exist in California.
Yeah, and there's also national threats as well to California wanting to be able to provide abortion care in the state, because the Supreme Court, and we've had these conversations on Insider, also taking up other cases that could impact California, regardless if it's codified into the state constitution.
Exactly right. The conversations that are happening right now about mifepristone are particularly salient for places like California.
Has California done something like this before, though, taken on another state like Arizona in this way?
As far as I know, this is a first, allowing a targeted group of providers to provide services here in California, and really emphasizing that. But I think Newsom is on the offense, right? He's being pretty adversarial about this issue, the abortion issue. His political action committee was running TV ads in Alabama that show women being pulled over and forced to take pregnancy tests on the side of the road to prove they're not leaving the state to get an abortion, which is pretty evocative ad. But he says he's trying to highlight the reality of some of these policies for the residents of those states.
The optics can also be seen as a national strategy by Governor Newsom. What political undertones does this have?
Yeah, abortion is going to be a big thing in the election this year. And I think that Newsom sees a real opportunity there to show his you know, firm stance on abortion. When someone asked him about it during the press conference, this is how he responded.
But I don't look at it as from a technical political. There's some cynicism when we look at it purely from a political frame. This is just about basic decency and humanity. It's about respect for women and girls. I mean, this is, as Jen says, it's about power and control, period.
And when he says Jen there, he's referring to his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, who also came out to speak about the issue.
Yeah, who's also the first partner of California. What resources are currently available for someone out of state who wants to come to California for abortion care that isn't available where they live?
People can find resources on abortion.ca.gov, as you mentioned. But, you know, some of these funds are limited. They run out pretty quickly. On the supply side, I'd say California is touting two big funds, one to help nonprofits do the work of helping people who are coming from both in and out of state. It's called the Abortion Practical Support Fund, and it helps nonprofits help others with travel, lodging, childcare, food, other supports. And there's also something called the Uncompensated Care Fund, which goes to providers and gives grants to healthcare providers who want to help people who don't have coverage get abortions. So those are two on the supply side.
Hmm. Kate, thank you.
Thanks so much, Vicky.
That is CAP Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf discussing a recent move by Governor Newsom and the Legislative Women's Caucus to allow Arizona doctors to provide abortions in California in response to the Arizona State Supreme Court ruling that bans nearly all abortions. Up next, the latest episode of Food Network's new program, Best Bite in Town, visited the city of Placerville in El Dorado County. We'll speak with some of the restaurants about their experience competing for the title on national TV. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.